When I greet you in the precious name of Jesus this morning. How many of you saw the sunrise this morning? I went over and I stood by the window. And I had to just worship. I had to think of Nelson and Audrey. Audrey's mom is on the other side of that. We're still on this side. But there's a day coming we're also going to be on the other side. And just seeing the beauty that God gave us this morning to look at just stirred something within me. Is it okay if I just listen to the Holy Spirit this morning? So I've been up since 3 this morning, preparing a message. I'm going to lay that message aside this morning. I'd like for you in your Bibles, go to Exodus 17, I believe it is. We've been talking with Leon's from time to time about Connor. On Friday, we were at the funeral of Audrey's mother. And we sat across the table from Tom and Marjorie to eat lunch next to Ernie's. And I sense the load that Tom and Marjorie's grandparents are carrying for Leon's, for Connor. I haven't asked Leon and Verna this, and also Lee and Irma, what they're carrying as grandparents. I haven't asked Leon and Verna a whole lot, but I know it's been a heavy load. Also, I see Tyrell and Rosalind here this morning for family. Yes, we prayed for Connor this morning. We've been praying for Leon's also. But I've got a feeling that we're not quite, and I'm not speaking this in anything against the church here. Please don't misunderstand me here. But I've got a feeling since we're not part of their family, we're not feeling the extent of the weight, the struggle that they're going through. I want to read out of Exodus 17. This morning, we're just going to get a little bit of the background here. We're going to begin in verse 1. And I want to see what happened when there was a battle going on and Moses got tired. I really appreciate what Leon said. They want to see healing, but they're also surrendered to what God says. Our prayer is that God brings healing. We want to see Connor's whole body healed, back to normal. That's our desire. God knows that. And it's okay that we bring that back to Him over and over. He wants to hear from His people. But this is the body here this morning. That is to do what we're going to read about here this morning. Follow with me in Exodus chapter 17. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord. And pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord and said, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. So this is some of the background here. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee the elders of Israel, and thy rod wherewith thou smotest the river. Take in thine hand and go. To Leon and Verna this morning, just want to affirm you this morning that God's going before you. We don't know what He's got, but He's going before you. Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. Excuse me. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel. And because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? Then we come to the battle. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. So we have the picture here. There's a battle going on. And Moses and his two helpers went to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. The one on the one side, the one on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. He called it Jehovah Nissi, which is the Lord is my banner. And I believe that's exactly what Leon was proclaiming this morning. Regardless of what happens on Tuesday, the Lord is my banner. God has a plan for Connor's life. We don't know what that is, but we know He has a plan. God is working His plan. And God is not displeased when we come and we seek Him, when we ask Him for success in this surgery. I believe it's actually an honor to God for us as a church, us as His people, to come before Him. Here's the challenge this morning. It's going to be a short service this morning. Here's the challenge for us. Can we be an Aaron and a Hur Tuesday morning for Leon and Verna, for Lee and Irma, Tom and Marjorie, for their family, and for Connor. Would you commit to that Tuesday morning? LaVon asked if we would fast. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. If you want to fast, that's awesome. If you want to pray, that's awesome. But I would like for us as a family of God to specifically Tuesday spend time with the Lord. Let's be an Aaron and a Hur. Let's lift up the hands that are getting tired, the hands that are getting weak. God's going to guide those doctor's hands however He desires. He's our banner. I'd like for us to stand this morning, and I'm just going to close in prayer. Sorry you didn't come to hear another message this morning. This is what I believe God wanted for us this morning. I'll share what I had prepared another time. Let's pray. God, you know the prayer that we're asking. You know our desires. You know the desires of Leon and Verna's hearts, the family, Connor's desires. We don't understand everything that you do, but we know that you are perfect in all of your ways. Lord, I ask that you would put it upon our hearts as a body this week, specifically Tuesday, to lift up the hands that are getting tired. Refresh us. I pray that Connor, Leon's family, grandparents, could sense again the body walking alongside of them. Lord, we're all very needy. We need your grace. We need your mercy. We all need to be reminded from time to time, God, that you are for us and that you are working a mighty plan. Today we surrender to you. We realize that we are weak, but Father, you're strong, and we rest in that fact. Would you dismiss us this morning with your blessing? May we honor you this week as we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.